Hello and welcome to the May 4th edition of the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Bork from Quito. I'm checking in today with NAREIT senior economist Calvin Schnorr for the latest on the impact of the coronavirus crisis on the economy and commercial real estate. Calvin, welcome.
Good morning, Sarah. Thank you.
So, Calvin, let's start by looking at some of the numbers that are coming out. Last week, the government reported a decline in GDP, and the weekly jobless claims numbers are still running in the millions. What are the messages from these recent reports?
Well, what we see is that the current crisis is obviously having a really big impact on the economy. Now, that's not a surprise. GDP declined at a 4.8% annual rate in the second quarter. We expect to see a much bigger impact in the first quarter. It was the decline in the first quarter. We expect to see a much bigger impact in the second quarter because these social distancing measures only took place really towards the end of the first quarter. One thing that was really interesting in the GDP report is it's not evenly spread across the whole economy. There are some places that are really hard hit. Restaurants, recreation and travel, car sales, and healthcare showed up as being a very big decline as the doctor's offices, dentist offices, and so on were shut down. We don't see as much spilling over into some of the other sectors, which is important because it's saying that the impact here is still in some ways limited to those areas with a direct or at least a second-order connection to the shutdown from the virus. That'll be helpful when the economy is able to start going again if these other sectors have some areas of strength. There was another area of strength that was interesting. We saw the detail on the personal saving rate in the personal consumption data that came out, and the saving rate in March nearly doubled to 13%. So what's happened is, yes, many people have lost their jobs, but there are a lot of people who have not lost their jobs and have not seen a big decline in income but cut back on spending. At the current rate, we'll have about $500 billion of additional saving that are in people's bank accounts when the economy gets going. This is something that's going to enable retailers to have some more business. This is something that is very different from past business cycles. And yes, the jobless claim numbers were very big at the number 3.8 million in the previous week. That's down 44% from what it had been a month or so before. It looks like the impact on the labor market was front-loaded. It's not really improving, but it's stabilizing. So those are signs that we see where the impact is, and it's helping us gauge where we're going to be headed in the months ahead.
Now, retailers have been among the hardest hit parts of the economy. For instance, J.Crew recently announced it would declare bankruptcy. How is the retail sector overall handling the crisis?
Well, that's right. The retailers are some of the ones who are hardest hit, and this is a sector that was already under some pressure because of the competition with e-commerce, and J.Crew is just one of many examples, and we'll probably see more there. And this is important because this is a very big sector for REITs and real estate. One thing to keep in mind, so we'll probably see this accelerating some of the changes that were already underway. So to the extent that there were transactions that may not have migrated to the e-commerce realm yet, may get pushed forward, and that'll happen. And there may be some retailers that may have been deciding whether or not to keep a store open, and this just is something that could push them to close the store. But then you look and you see Simon Property Group and some of the other retailers are opening malls, and you ask, how are they going to be dealing with the virus with the malls opening up again? And it's really interesting to see that Simon Property Group has done a lot of work looking at how to make it safer for people inside the malls, things like cleaning of the touch points, of having contactless transactions at the checkout, directing the traffic flow. And what this actually shows is that your retail malls, retail sector and the shopping malls are not isolated. They're just the first part of our economy that's going to be dealing with the COVID, post-COVID world. And what they're doing is they're pioneering the ways that people can interact safely together. You know, they're not alone there. Many other areas are going to have to do it, and the retail is going to lead the way in how we deal with the environment over the next couple of years.
And what are some of the things that are coming up in the week ahead, Calvin?
Well, we're going to have a lot more data coming out. One thing is we're going to be seeing more and more earnings news from REITs and from general corporations about what their first quarter earnings were and what they expect in the future. And one thing that we'll be looking at is, in the real estate realm at least, what news there is on how many people have paid their rents or how many tenants have paid their rents. We're into the first week of May, so we're going to be looking for other reports of what May rent receipts have been. April, we saw some people were behind, but many of them caught up as the month went along. So that's going to be telling us how the tenants are handling, you know, the additional month into the crisis. And then at the end of the week, we're going to see the jobs report for April. Now, we're expecting to see a very large decline in payrolls, but we're going to also look to see which sectors were hardest hit. You know, you're going to be expecting a lot of things in the travel, the restaurant, food service, and so on. It'll be reassuring if it's contained in those areas with only limited spillover. We'll probably get some spillover. If there's a lot of spillover to other parts of the economy, it tells us that the crisis is spreading more broadly, which would be troubling. So we have a lot of news for the week coming up.
Okay, great. Gavin, thanks so much for the update.
Thank you for having me.
And to our listeners, for more news and analysis on how REITs and listed real estate are responding to the coronavirus crisis, please visit REIT.com.